Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to consider a very real possibility. The idea that one of the most messianic views of our scientific capabilities, the view that we're able to create machines that think and feel and help us with everything, and they actually be far smarter than human beings. That myth of artificial intelligence is exactly that, a myth. It is a story, but not a true story. So says Eric Larson with a sensational new book that is amusing, it's readable, it's persuasive, and it's continually surprising. The book is called The Myth of Artificial Intelligence, Why Computers Can't Think the Way We Do. Eric Larson is a computer scientist, he's a tech entrepreneur, he's actually a founder of two government-funded AI startups. And he's currently working on core issues in natural language processing and machine learning. He's written for The Atlantic and for professional journals and has tested the technical boundaries of artificial intelligence through his work with the IC2 Tech Incubator at the University of Texas, Austin. Eric, it's great to speak to you and congratulations on the book.
Thank you very much.
First of all, some of the predictions that you treat in a very amusing and appropriately skeptical manner. What are some of the most extreme projections about the power of artificial intelligence that people really need to see in a more realistic perspective?
Well, the core problem is just this idea that we're getting a kind of general flexible intelligence from the software that we're building. So we're kind of, one way of seeing this is that we're filling up the world full of software that performs specific tasks, but we're actually not making any progress whatsoever on this broader question of what they call general intelligence, which is what humans have. And so there's a big misconception, I think, that is to some extent propagated by the media, and unfortunately also among scientists in the field who really should know better, that we're kind of on this path to getting to general intelligence from narrow successes and narrow applications. And in fact, that's not true. We have a major scientific mystery that really we don't have a clue how to solve. So I think that's the biggest misconception. Now, if you want to talk about timelines, some very vocal futurists have put the time where we get this general intelligence so that we have a computer that's as smart in every way as a human. At 2029, I think, is the most aggressive estimate, and that's from Ray Kurzweil, who's now the director of engineering at Google and is, of course, also a famous futurist and author. So that's pretty – I would bet the ranch that that's not going to happen. But many other scientists are more than willing to speculate on things that are really scientific unknowns. And I think the public should know about that we actually don't have answers to these questions in computer science.
Okay, they've obviously built very, very clever examples of artificial intelligence. I remember all of the attention to chess-playing machines, and machines can play a pretty mean game of chess. What are those clever chess-playing machines precisely, incapable of doing that we can do?
Well, I mean, the quick answer is that they're incapable of doing anything other than playing chess, actually. So the dirty little secret about artificial intelligence research and development, which is my field, as you noted, is that every successful AI application is also specific to a particular problem. So chess-playing computers actually can't play even other board games that are not chess. And so it's really that specific. When we get an engineering result and we have a success, we actually have a very, very specific success. So we're not getting that broad intelligence that undergirds the human mind, that characterizes our own way of thinking in the world. Even though we get these amazing results, right? I mean, there's no human on the planet that can beat, say, Stockfish, which is a popular chess-playing program. That hurdle was crossed a long time ago, in 1997, actually, with the IBM Deep Blue computer. And you know, really, since 97, there's been really no major challenge by a human grandmaster at chess. But it's important to realize that just like a human can't outrun a car or a railroad, a train or something, right? But these are very specific. They're performing a very specific task, and they've been engineered by their designers, by teams of engineers, to perform that task optimally, but can't extend or do other things. So that's one way of looking at chess. Yeah. What they can't do is anything but chess. That's what they can't do. Anything
other
than chess. Yeah.
So what about, do you have full confidence? Because, of course, you hear publicity about it. Are they going to develop a self-driving car that is actually going to be safer than human drivers? Or is that a problem with the limited nature of the focus of how you design a self-driving car?
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting example of overselling AI. So if you go even 5 years ago, 2016, say, and you look at the discussion about self-driving cars, it really felt like they were right around the corner. I mean, almost any news story that you read circa 2016, it was within years, a small number of years. It was just imminent. And what they discovered is to get to what's called level 5, which is fully autonomous navigation, they started running into basically safety issues because the AI onboard software is actually mindless. It pixelates images in front of it in terms of the road and possible obstructions and so on, but it can be flummoxed by so many factors that come up in the normal course of driving that the engineers started realizing to actually deploy these systems so that they're safe, we're really far out now from doing that. Now, I don't know exactly if I had to put a year where we get to level 5, but level 5 became suddenly one of these potentially unreachable problems. Right, so it just turns out that problem was, we were short-sighted about how we thought that timeline was going to go. And just a few examples. There's a notorious example of a car in full autonomous mode thinking a school bus was an overpass and actually tried to drive under the school bus. So you can imagine the safety issues with that. I mean, and even more prosaic examples of snow and just blotches on the roadway can get misinterpreted in ways that could be potentially catastrophic for humans. So it just turns out that we have this piling up effect of potential problems as we try to complete that project. Okay. And that just illustrates the problem of general versus narrow or specific intelligence.
Okay, we'll focus coming back with Eric Larson, author of The Myth of Artificial Intelligence, on what it is human beings can do regarding language and inference that even very sophisticated machines can't. We'll be right back.
Portions of the Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by the Discovery Institute.
To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Michael Medved Show, there's been so much speculation about how the literally millions of people in America who work at driving trucks or driving Uber transportation or generally driving all are going to have to look for new jobs because it's all going to be artificial intelligence. Not so fast. Maybe not so fast for Picnic. Picnic is a big pizza-making box, as it's described. It's a Seattle-based company. They just announced that they've raised $16.3 million, including a $3 million bridge filed last fall. It's a machine that would go into restaurants, as well as public gathering spaces, and making up to 100 pizzas per hour. Yum. We're talking with Eric Larson, who is the author of a fascinating, probing, and important new book called The Myth of Artificial Intelligence, Why Computers Can't Think the Way We Do. Why is it so important that we get a more realistic view of the future of thinking, feeling, planning, problem-solving machines?
Well, As a computer scientist, I still want to make progress in the field, and I think within a proper understanding and culture, there's a lot of room for artificial intelligence to help solve problems. It can certainly augment our own human cognition. And in that respect, it's kind of augmenting rather than replacing. It's extremely useful for business applications and for, of course, a lot of our experience online, although that's a complicated discussion. But also in science, certainly supercomputing resources and AI generally has been used to advance frontiers in science. I'm certainly not the guy who wants to see that stop. But I think that the misconception that we are replacing human intelligence with machine intelligence is very troubling, actually. First of all, it's not true. So the sorts of inference, and inference is a word in common usage, but in this use, it means from what you can see around you and what you already know, what can you conclude, right? So the inference is ubiquitous in any intelligent system. We have to make inferences in any dynamic environment. If we walk into the kitchen and see that there's a half-drank can of Pepsi or something, we make partial or contextual inferences about how that might have happened. Maybe our spouse left it. Maybe it was the workers who are putting in the new tabletops, right? But we hardly ever have computational types of inference when we're drawing these inferences in our day-to-day lives. It's certainly true in language. When we speak, just understanding ordinary conversation requires what's called abductive inference, as opposed to deductive or inductive. And there's that three is actually the main types of inference that we know about. Going all the way back to Aristotle, we've been studying inference in mathematics and science, and then, of course, in computer science. So it's important to understand that computers can't do abductive inference, and abductive inference is precisely what we do in order to piece together a meaningful picture of the world. When we have partial information in changing environments, when we're trying to understand each other, trying to understand language, we're using a type of non-computational inference. And so I think blurring that line is potentially very corrosive to our own. What we want to do, of course, is encourage the flourishing of human gifts, including human intelligence. And we can't do that if we're deliberately reducing human intelligence to machine intelligence. And so I think that that's a bad move on the chessboard. We shouldn't be doing that. And I also think it has very potentially deleterious effects and consequences for scientific innovation and business innovation, right? So, that's a kind of long, broad answer, but I hope I'm getting at what you're.
It's all important. And Bob, obviously, there's been such a pop culture fascination with artificial intelligence, with robots, and movies going all the way back to 2001, A Space Odyssey, and HAL, the computer there who developed a will of his own, and Her with Scarlett Johansson, and Ex Machina, and AI, Steven Spielberg's film, and RoboCop, and Terminator, and Blade Runner, and so many more. Have you seen a movie that actually struck you as somebody who works in this field, who works on AI, artificial intelligence, a movie that raises some of the important questions and feels convincing?
Well, it would be. I think it might not be as tantalizing sci-fi if the machines weren't right. I mean, part of the sci-fi narrative that makes it so beguiling is that the machines run amok and we have this existential crisis, right? So, but it's very rare actually to see a realistic depiction of AI in sci-fi. I think partially for the understandable reason that sci-fi is deliberately able to help itself to this picture of machines as of becoming smarter than people, right? Like there's this kind of monster in the closet fear that we could build something that we couldn't control. And I think that's what drives a lot of sci-fi. Now, some really good people actually advise on some of these movies. In fact, the late Marvin Minsky from MIT was famously the advisor on Kubrick's 2001 Space Odyssey. So some real computer scientists actually do consult with directors, and I think Ex Machina is another example. And Garland himself, the director of Ex Machina, Alex Garland, he himself, I think, he's not a computer scientist, but he's sort of well versed in these issues. But you don't tend to see a realistic appraisal. A realistic appraisal would be something like a dumb computer virus that was unleashed on the Western world by a bunch of nefarious Russian computer scientists. Like, that would be a realistic scenario to worry about, not the computer becoming too smart, right? It's the smart computer scientists with bad motives that I think we really need to watch out for. That would be more realistic.
And there's all kinds of realism and fancy and philosophy and science, very practical science, in Eric Larson's book, The Myth of Artificial Intelligence. It's posted up at our website, and it's fascinating and well worth acknowledging. This brought to my attention through our friends at Discovery Institute. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with more on the polarizing issue of race and fairness in this country. We'll be right back.
Other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Vice President Kamala Harris is meeting with members of Congress to hash out ways to address illegal immigration. Texas Democrat Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is pushing for investment in Central America.
Well thought out, profound investments that have long-term impacts in those countries to slow migration down.
The White House is requesting $4 billion from Congress to address the factors they say are forcing illegal immigrants to come north. Meantime, Republicans are still criticizing Harris for not visiting the U.S. border or for President Biden considering it a crisis. The White House COVID response team is continuing to urge young people to roll up their sleeves. Andy Slavitt noting pandemic restrictions have been especially challenging for teens and young adults. He added that getting vaccinated has never been easier. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Michael Medved show, one of the problems that this country faces, and one of the reasons that I think it's very important that conservative voices speak out on this, is racializing absolutely everything, suggesting that any kind of decision that you make in any field is based upon race. Race. For instance, there is the attempt by some, particularly Stephen A. Smith, who's on ESPN, to say that the fact that the Jaguars just signed Tim Tebow, a failed quarterback right at the NFL level, and they're giving him another chance in the National Football League, this time as a tight end, saying that this is due to race or racial unfairness or racial imbalance or racial considerations. This is clip 5, Jeremy, and this from commentator Stephen A. Smith. Listen.
I have a problem with it. Once again, if I'm going to bring up white privilege when I talk about when I brought up Steve Nash getting the job in Brooklyn, is this not an example of white privilege? What brother you know is getting this opportunity? Now, that makes people uncomfortable because we're talking about race when I say something like that. Let me be the first to say, I don't give a damn how you feel. I mean what I say. It is white privilege because that's not something that's happening for any brothers out there. When George Floyd ultimately was murdered by Derek Chauvin, the cop, and you saw people rioting and protesting in the streets, it wasn't just about him. It was about the symbolism of what transpired, because black people have repeatedly felt like we have the proverbial knee on our neck. We constantly have to scratch and claw our way. And when we see someone of a different ilk, of a different ethnicity, getting opportunities we know we would never get, that's where the word white privilege comes, the words white privilege come from.
Okay, this is bizarre. What he's referring to before about Steve Nash, those he had been hired last year as head coach of in the NBA, because he was only white. He was hired by the Brooklyn Nets for the NBA. So he said that kind of opportunity wouldn't happen for a black man. There's no way around it. Smith said at the time, this is white privilege, that doesn't happen for a black man. Now he's saying it about Tim Tebow. The truth of the matter is that Tim Tebow, you could say, and the hiring of Tim Tebow, giving him a chance for a renewed career as a tight end for the Jacksonville Jaguars, is clearly an attempt to sell jerseys, to appeal to a crowd, to appeal to fans. The top five items on NFLShop.com are all Tebow's number 85 Jaguars jerseys. Now, it's not that because they don't sell other jerseys. Tebow signed a one-year contract with the Jaguars yesterday, and making his conversion from quarterback to tight end complete, okay? But the idea that, and that makes this, it seems to me, important to talk about, is he's comparing this to George Floyd, who died, who was murdered, and in fact, yes, Derek Chauvin has been convicted of murder, is completely ridiculous, because this is the zero-sum game mentality that is at the very heart of a lot of left-wing thinking, that if something good happens to somebody, if somebody gets a chance, it means somebody else is denied a chance. And it's one of the reasons that the Bible lists the 10th of the Ten Commandments, and the only one having to do with feelings, as don't covet. Because God the Creator can create all kinds of advantages. Now, I'm surprised he didn't bring up, and maybe he did later in his commentary, Colin Kaepernick. And Colin Kaepernick, when it comes to white privilege, can you think of another non-working professional athlete who has enjoyed such a post-playing field career as Colin Kaepernick? And the other thing about Tim Tebow is he's a religious minority. Because, yes, now people who are deeply faithful, outspoken, committed Christians do not represent a majority of this country. And that clearly has some reason involved here to give him a chance that's going to attract attention to an NFL franchise that isn't at the very tippy top. Then again, there's also a claim about racism and white privilege and conservative cancel culture in part of the controversy regarding Nicole Hannah-Jones, who's the creator, the launcher, the Pulitzer Prize-winning introducer of the 1619 Project. She was just denied tenure at the University of North Carolina. And Joy Behar and Anna Navarro on The View had something to say about that. Listen. Number nine.
Conservatives whitewashing history because it doesn't fit their narrative, sort of like they're doing with January 6th, like I said before, right now?
It's one of these topics that folks are using to gaslight, right? There's all this freak out going on about critical race theory, about the 1619 Project. I think education is key to stopping and confronting discrimination. If people don't understand what happened in this country and the history of this country and why there's so much emotional baggage for some communities and why there's so much hurt and things that are happening now that we're continuing to see happen are going to continue happening. We just saw conservatives cancel Liz Cheney for stating history, and not history from 300 years ago, history from 3 months ago, and they canceled her. So what's happening now is also cancel culture towards this woman, Hannah Jones.
Okay, Nicole Hannah Jones has a 5-year contract. She is teaching journalism at University of North Carolina. And for her not receiving tenure, it's partially a relation to the fact that she does not use the traditional methods of a historian, and she does not have a background as a historian. She's teaching journalism, I know, and that's fine, and she's allowed to teach journalism. As for Liz Cheney, she hasn't been canceled. She lost her position in leadership. And the basis for it, and again, I'm a great admirer of Liz Cheney, but the basis for her losing the position of leadership was she was no longer speaking for the majority of the caucus with her insistence on advancing a different point of view from what a majority of the caucus did advance. And the idea that you are comparing this to someone basically being shut out of the academy when at the state school, University of North Carolina, the Hannah Nicole Jones is going to continue to teach there. The whole question of tenure, the whole question of claiming victimhood, this is what is a terrible aspect of this moment of our public discourse, is everyone is trying to claim victim status. And obviously the person with the biggest victim status wins. And basically, that's what you see, even though there's no question at all that in the recent fighting in the Middle East, it was started by Hamas. Hamas wasn't defending anything in Gaza. It decided to start launching missiles. And yet, because Hamas is a bigger victim status, there are a lot of people who say they deserve support. We'll be talking about movies. Some deserve support. We'll tell you the new ones coming up. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are 4 key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Coming into the weekend, coming into the Sabbath, whether you observe that Sabbath on Friday night through Saturday night or whether you observe it all day Sunday, it's a great time to feel grateful. I mean, because that's part of the idea, is you look at this world that that some of us believe God actually created. There is so much to be grateful for, particularly in spring season. And if you want to apply that kind of logic to all of the recent very controversial developments in the Middle East, let me suggest that you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Our Crowd, which is about some of the amazing developments taking place all over the Middle East, not just in Israel, but particularly there, in terms of high tech and developing new technologies and developing some very exciting new companies. It costs you nothing, and it will give you a tremendous sense of encouragement. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for Our Crowd. And speaking of Our Crowd, well, Hollywood, actually a very different kind of crowd with three very different sorts of movies from Hollyweird. Clearly, the biggest movie for this week is a movie by Zack Snyder. Zack Snyder is well known for creating Justice League and other superhero movies. He did the movie version of 300, which was actually, I think, his best film so far. But he has a new movie called Army of the Dead. Fun for the whole family. Well, not exactly. It's a zombie apocalypse movie, sort of mixed together with an Ocean's 11 Las Vegas heist movie, which is basically the setup is that zombies have very cleverly and diabolically taken over all of Las Vegas. And so the president has decided he's going to nuke Las Vegas. But before he does, a squad of tough guys led by the very tough Dave Bautista has to break into Las Vegas to get $200 million out of the safe from a casino. The movie sounds a little like this.
You ready to play?
There's $200 million in the vault beneath the strip with a 32-hour window to get it out. Find the safe. This should be a simple in and out.
It's not too late to go back.
What the?
They're not what you think they are. Smarter. They're faster. They're organized. What is this?
That's crossing the line.
Okay, this crosses the line from being just another zombie movie to being a pretty darn clever, impressive zombie movie, because these zombies are more formidable. They think, they plan, they have some feelings, they apparently can even reproduce. And basically what Zack Snyder does is, visually the film is stunning. It is playing in theaters, and it's also renting on various streaming services, particularly Netflix, which is actually responsible for producing it. But the Army of the Dead actually gives you characters, and the Dave Bautista character, and yes, it's like any other Magnificent Seven movie where you're recruiting a squad for a daredevil mission. The characters don't get very deep, but they do get fairly vivid here. Now, does any of this make any kind of logical sense? No. Is it visually stunning, particularly the concluding chase scene? It is. And I think most people who have a taste for zombie movie adventure or for high-level Las Vegas heist adventures probably going to like Army of the Dead. It's rated R. The graphic gore and violence and dismemberment is very convincing. And 2.5 stars for Army of the Dead. Now, a very different movie is Georgetown. And this is a directorial debut for Christoph Waltz, who won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor twice in a row. And this time he plays a real-life character. The movie is based on a 2016 article about, well, the article was called The Worst Marriage in Georgetown. And it was about a young man, German, who ends up marrying an elderly lady, more than nearly 50 years older than him, who gives him entree to the power elite in Georgetown, Washington, D.C. Later, he's accused of murder. And that's the basic mystery in Georgetown. Listen.
There will be time for tears and remembrance.
No, there's urgent work to be done.
What work?
I must find and bring to justice the men who killed your mother and my wife.
My mother gave him money, propped up his so-called career. In exchange, he cooked her meals. It gave her an excuse to keep having Georgetown parties. It was a marriage of mutual exploitation.
Okay, and the movie works because the performances are so good. Christoph Waltz is exactly as you'd expect him to be, sleazy and slimy and very convincing. Annette Bening, another Oscar winner, plays the daughter of the older lady who made the mistake of marrying this individual, and the old lady is played by Vanessa Redgrave. The parts of the movie, the flashbacks and flash forwards, and some of the questions that it poses as very gradually revealing the background of the main character make it somewhat difficult to follow at points, but it is a very compelling film with fine performances that raises some very real questions about just how glamorous elite life in Washington, D.C. really is. Answer, not as much. What's amazing about the true story that it's based on is how close this individual, the main character in the film, got to very important people. It's rated R for harsh language and some sex references, and 2.5 stars for Georgetown. The Dry is not reflecting on a cleaner at all. It's a reference to a drought-starved part of the Australian outback. And the landscapes in the dry, which are very well shot, obviously on location in Australia, just frame the action of Eric Bana, who plays a tough federal police official who is called back to his hometown that he's left 20 years before for the funeral of what is meant to be, or he is told, is a killer who killed his wife and child and then killed himself. But did he really do it? The dry. Listen.
I've heard some stories about me.
I've heard some. Reopening the investigation.
You think you're going to get the truth to the town on this? You've been lying about something for so long, it becomes second nature.
Okay, Eric Bana's terrific in the film, and so is Genevieve O'Reilly, who plays a former high school love interest of his, who's still around in the town. It's based on a novel, a best-selling novel by Jane Harper. The problem is that maybe in the novel, the revelations and the surprise of basically solving two different murder mysteries work. On film, it seems, as fascinating as the film is to watch, and yes, glimpses of a whole other world in Australia, none of it seems terribly credible. But then again, you don't see a mystery for credibility. You see a mystery for titillation and trying to solve the problem yourself. 2.5 stars for the R-rated, with some sights of bloodshed after the fact, the R-rated The Dry. And speaking about The Dry, we actually, there are a number of people who really should get into the pool, right, and get wet with lotteries. And in Ohio, coronavirus vaccinations jumped 28% in the days following the government's announcement of $1 million lottery for residents who get the shots. So now there are other states that are trying forms of a bribe. Which are they, and will they work? We will talk about that. There's also a piece coming up in Politico that says Republicans still have the upper hand for gaining both the House and the Senate in 2022. Why? We'll talk to the author of that piece, Rich Lowry of National Review. We'll also talk about that issue and what that election signifies coming up with Bill O'Reilly. And we'll also be taking a look at a major city in California that wants to replace homeless encampments with what they call humanitarian zones. What does that mean? We'll find out on Monday. Meanwhile, check out our brand new podcast about the Enlightened Founding Fathers and more at michaelmedved.com. Worth feeding your appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.